Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
Seeking approval and validation from others at the expense of our own needs can, believe it or not, derail us massively from our manifesting practice and our dreams. And this, my friends, is through people-pleasing behavior. So today is all about how to break free from people-pleasing and start becoming a powerful manifester. I am Solara Starr, your law of attraction coach and mentor, and I absolutely love nothing more than helping you to master your manifestations and, of course, your life. So let's take a little moment to revisit what the law of attraction actually is. Many of you have been listening for some time and you're fully aware of what the law of attraction is, but I don't know if you're like me, when you're faced with challenges and things push your buttons and trigger you, you absolutely forget the law of attraction is constantly in action, and you may slip into some habits of focusing on what you don't want rather than what you do want, and thinking about the negative what ifs as opposed to using your inherent power and focusing on the positive what ifs. So the law of attraction states, as we know, that like energy attracts like energy. So simply put, the energy that we put out into the universe will absolutely bring us matching signals back. So the law of attraction suggests that our thoughts, our beliefs, our feelings, our emotions absolutely have the capacity to shape our reality. And of course, by focusing on the positive and creating positive thoughts, visualizing positive outcomes and setting powerful intentions, we can manifest our desires and create the life that we actually want to live. So the law of attraction emphasizes that by aligning our thoughts, aligning our feelings, and aligning our beliefs, we can experience the outcomes that we desire. So the role of intention, of course, is super, super important in shaping our reality. But there are certain things that we are unaware of, we're unaware that we're unaware, that we are even doing that is stopping us from reaching the next level that we want to reach in our life. And of course, the journey is ever unfolding, ever revealing, ever healing, ever growing, ever expanding. And there's always going to be something for us to work on in order for us to raise our vibrations, create healthier belief patterns that are more in alignment with what it is that we want to experience. And of course, that will mean along the way that we will have challenges to face and rude people to meet, but we do have power over how long we stay in these challenges and, of course, the outcome that we experience as a result of it. So many of you have been listening for some time will know I explore so many different topics, and it's not by coincidence that you are listening to this one today. And it certainly has been an eye-opener for me learning about people-pleasing, and I didn't even know that I was one. I didn't even know that actually I was probably one of the biggest pleasers, people-pleasers ever. I just thought that I was a nice person and I wanted the best for everybody, which I am kind and I do want this world to be an amazing place. But I didn't know that a lot of my tendencies were coming from a lack of belief in myself, lack of self-worth, lack of self-esteem. So I unconsciously would go into certain behaviors in order to make myself feel better and seek validation. And the more people that I work with in my private coaching practice, I realized that actually this is something that many of us do, and we don't even know that we're doing it. And of course, this absolutely affects our vibration. It has an impact in the context of the law of attraction. It massively impacts our energetic vibration negatively. Unfortunately, it keeps us looping around in old patterns and old cycles perpetually, which can be absolutely frustrating. But it can also lead to inauthentic interactions with other people. And of course, this also then compromises our true selves. So we're never really living a life on our terms and fully authentic. Because on a subconscious level, there is something else that we are seeking. And usually that's validation and approval. So I'm going to go into examples. I've created a little bit of information here today so that we can have real life examples of what this means and what this looks like and how people pleasing can manifest in our life. And it's really important that we become aware of this because awareness is the key to change. And if we're unaware that we're unaware, we're always going to be looping around in the same old paradigm that we desperately want to move out of. But when we start to become aware of an aspect of ourself that is causing further limitations, then we have the opportunity to make that change and, of course, shift our vibration as a result of it. So one of the examples of people pleasing, which I see very, very much so in my coaching practice, is doing things because we fear rejection. So it's kind of like rejection sensitivity, which is becoming more and more acknowledged, especially those who have ADHD and other considerations that are similar. So people may go into a mode of pleasing others out of fear. Fear that they might be rejected, fear that they might be abandoned, fear that they might be considered not good enough, a bad person. And quite often we feel that if we fulfill other people's expectations, we create security within ourselves and we can then secure acceptance as a human being and, of course, avoid rejection, avoid being alone, avoid being thought badly of. So that's why many of us do this. Now, if we think of it from a law of attraction perspective, the energy we come from absolutely determines where we're going. So if we're operating from this fear-based vibration, we are going to be sending a fear-based energetic signature down the very core of our manifestation, but we're only going to then receive the same back because like energy attracts like energy. So we're going to then receive more to feel fearful of. We're going to feel more rejection, more abandonment. We're going to feel even worse about ourselves as human beings. So it is important to be aware of these things so that we can then start to work on them. We can then start to do the deeper weeding in our metaphorical garden, if you like, and work on some of the insertion points along the timeline of our life of some of these beliefs that we have about ourselves. So we go on a healing journey. We can heal and create at the same time. In fact, if we think of a garden, it is important to pull out the weeds as well as planting the seeds. And it is important to nurture and look after that garden. And I think many people in the realm of the law of attraction, if you like, feel that all they have to do is say an affirmation and do a visualization and be consistent in their practice, and all their dreams will come true. I wish that was the case, but it's not. And that's not to be negative. This is to equip you with information to say your dreams are absolutely available to you. And yes, affirmations and visualizations are an important part of the process. But some of the deeper work on what we believe about ourselves, some of the deeper work on rejection sensitivity, some of the deeper work around feeling worthy is an important part of this process. Because once we then start to resolve some of this heavier energy within our energy field, within our mind, within our emotions, we start to notice that the things we want. So when we do our affirmations and our visualizations and we go into our manifesting practice, things come with a lot more ease and a lot more grace. So another one is seeking approval. And many of us go into people-pleasing behaviors to seek validation. We might then go into prioritizing other people's opinions of us over our own sense of self-worth. And it almost becomes like a thirst we can't quench, because we're going to constantly look outside of ourselves for approval and then go into different people pleasing modes and behaviors in order to continuously feed that part of us that feels so less than. And of course, we then also go into people pleasing because we want to avoid conflict. You know, we kind of go into almost like a firefighting mode, a people pleasing mode, because we're so scared of a certain outcome that we behave in a certain way that we think the person wants us to and needs us to avoid the conflict. So we people please to avoid confrontation. And again, we're sacrificing our own authentic desires, our own authentic self. We're ignoring our own needs. We're almost abandoning and rejecting ourselves in relationships, all to maintain harmony, even if this means suppressing our true feelings. So avoiding conflict is another massively people-pleasing behavior. Now, as I'm sharing this, I really want you to be mindful of absolutely not going into any judgment or criticism of yourself and beating yourself up now. It's purely an awareness exercise to look at where you need to go in order to grow and where you can modify and heal some of your behaviors or distortions based on some of these deeper feelings of fear of rejection or not being good enough, in order for you to realign with your true authentic self so you can become this beautiful and powerful master manifester that you absolutely are. And I really would love for you to bear that in mind. This is purely about getting some information that the universe has clearly put on your path whilst you're listening to this episode, to help you get the next piece of your puzzle. It's kind of like giving you a clue of your next part of healing and growth in order for you to reach that desire and that manifestation that you would so like to create in your life. Then, of course, another one, which has been a massive one for me, is lack of boundaries. And for people who struggle with setting boundaries, those are the people that absolutely fall into people-pleasing patterns, having difficulty saying no. So saying yes when you mean no, not really asserting your own needs, not really putting yourself and your emotional and mental and physical health first, leading to not only burnout, but probably resentment at the same time, but prioritizing somebody else over your own well-being, which of course, on a deeper level, says I'm not important, other people are more important than me. So of course, from a law of attraction perspective, like energy, attracting like energy, you're going to be experiencing more of the same. And of course, from my understanding of people-pleasing tendencies, I understand that a lot of this stuff does come from a low sense of self-worth and a low self-esteem. So this is where people with those considerations constantly seek this external validation through people pleasing to try and make themselves feel like they are important, like they are worthy, that they are seen, that they are loved, and many other things. And quite often we believe that meeting somebody else's expectation is going to be the fix that we need for long-term self-esteem and confidence. But actually, all this does is creates a temporary sense of self-worth and validation. So it's a quick fix. It's like just putting a plaster on it, but it's not actually dealing with the wound on a deeper level. So in essence, bending and twisting ourselves out of shape to accommodate other people, to avoid conflict, we distort ourselves. And this unfortunately leads to massive disconnect between our own internal beliefs and then external actions. So we're not congruent. And this discord can absolutely hinder our ability to manifest genuine, heartfelt, deeply connecting, nourishing and enriching experiences in our life. So it creates a real distortion energetically of our vibrational field. And of course, this is very subconscious as well, right? The more I've become aware of my own people-pleasing tendencies, the more I become aware of more people-pleasing tendencies within myself. And although it's challenging because I didn't know that this what was happening and this is why I wasn't experiencing the level of fulfillment I want, it's also the universe helping us along our way to show us where we need to do some work on ourselves in order to align our vibration with the dreams, with our goals, and everything that we want to experience. So actually, it's a gift. And this is where we turn our garbage into our gifts in order for us to create the life that our heart yearns and longs for. So remember, it's not going to be immediately evident, but maybe listening to today's episode might help you with your next level. And a lot of these behaviors, by the way, they're deeply ingrained, and it's from past experiences. It's from things that happened to us when we were younger, societal expectations or norms or societal conditioning, parental conditioning. And this is what leaves us in that space of constantly seeking external approval and validation, and without us consciously being aware of it. So then often challenges arise because we're not congruent, we're not authentic, we're seeking from a fear-based vibration. Challenges in relationships will arise. The good thing is these relationships can quite often act as mirrors, which is great. And they will reflect back to us our unresolved issues. I have done a show on the law of projection, so you may want to look back at some of the episodes to take a deeper dive into this mirroring and this reflecting and this projecting. But quite often we project our feelings and our beliefs onto our world, thinking that what we're seeing is a true reflection of what is out there, but actually all we're seeing is a true reflection of our own inner self and our own inner conflicts and our own inner distortions. And once we start to do that deeper work and we start to resolve some of these distortions, we start to see the world very differently. And we're less likely then to seek validation because we already know that we're valid. And therefore we're looking at the world through the lens of self-approval and validation and many other things, which means we're going to see something completely different in our reality, and we're more likely then to be able to manifest some of our dreams with a lot more ease and grace, I may add. So by being courageous, and it does take courage doing this work, and being willing to go through the deeper layers of self and delving into these underlying layers, if you like, we uncover some of the root causes of why we people please. So instead of just saying, oh, you know, he or she's such a people pleaser, or, you know, because we do tend to judge like that as human beings, it's actually looking at it's coming from a place of real lack of self-worth and real lack of self-esteem. And when we're able then to connect with the energy of compassion and understanding. And of course, when we're able to see through the illusion of people pleasing and work at the root cause of it, we can then embark on a much deeper journey of self-discovery and healing. And I guarantee you that you will then start to see results in your world and in your manifesting practice. So there are a few things that we can also have as a conversation in people pleasing. You know, like when we struggle to communicate our own needs and our own emotions in relationships or just generally in life, it creates conflicts and resentment. And if we're able to learn to communicate our wants, our needs, and desires in a healthy way, we'll find that we'll start to get responses which validate and help us along our journey. So, people who people please may struggle to communicate openly and may struggle to feel comfortable with vulnerability because of the fear of judgment, because of the fear of rejection, because of the fear of conflict. And that's when we really compromise our feelings. So learning to communicate is a really big part of the process. I don't know if you can hear my little dog there. He loves to have a little bark, especially when I'm recording. And anyway, the next part of the conversation is conflict resolution. Of course, this is important too. Like people please, find it very challenging in resolving conflict. And this can also often mirror issues with confrontation and setting boundaries. And people who avoid conflict, they work harder to maintain harmony, but they also then face more difficulties because they can't address conflicts or disagreements authentically because they're constantly on the back foot trying to avoid something else from happening. And this just leads to, more misunderstandings and more resentment. And people with people-pleasing tendencies, as I kind of alluded to a few moments ago, struggle with emotional intimacy. And, that's not because they're bad and that's not because they're wrong. It's because they grew up in a household and a society who haven't taught them that how healthy emotional intimacy is and how important vulnerability is in creating connections and maintaining connections. So people have people-pleasing tendencies. They absolutely struggle with emotional intimacy and vulnerability. And fear rejection as a result of it. But actually, from my experience, emotional vulnerability and emotional intimacy is what creates connection and is what helps us to become more authentic. So we become less people-pleasing because we've learned how to communicate our emotional needs. And actually, it's much more beautiful to be vulnerable than to be kind of emotionally closed off. So when we struggle with vulnerability and feeling safe to be authentic in relationships, we only ever then end up having surface level relationships and interactions. And we're constantly yearning for that deeper connection, but it's like an itch we can't scratch because we can't get to that deeper level because we fear the risk of emotional exposure and what that might mean. And that's, again, from a very personal perspective, that's something I struggled with massively in the early parts of my journey, was learning that it's safe to be open and vulnerable. And I'm very comfortable with that now, but I find myself in a world, with my partner or with my daughter or with my immediate family, but a lot of people really struggle with this. So I struggle with the fact that people struggle with being emotionally vulnerable, even though I know where that comes from. And then, of course, as we mentioned again earlier on in the episode, boundaries, boundary issues in relationships can create and generate a huge amount of conflict. And when we struggle to set healthy boundaries for ourselves and for others, we prioritize other people's needs over our own, yet again embedding the belief that I'm not important, other people are more important than me, I'm not worthy of having my needs met. So even though we've got all of these limiting beliefs from societal conditioning, childhood, parental, whatever it might be, we unintentionally feed into them in our adult life, keeping them alive, when actual fact that may have been something that happened when we were younger, but it's no longer relevant today. But we still keep them alive through some of our behaviors and interactions. And a lot of the stuff, remember, all of these things I'm mentioning are seeking external validation to fill the void within ourselves. So this can be a huge conversation and a massive game changer. If this is new to you, you might find that you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, like, oh my God, I don't know where to start. But there would have been one or two things that I've said today that really hit home, that you thought, yes, that really, that's me. That's what I do. You might find you do all of it like me, or you have done. But just choose one place to start. All we have to do is just put one foot forward and work on one thing at a time. And if we did that every single day for 365 days, next year our life will look completely different. So by taking a journey with me today into these relationship challenges and, recognizing how our own people-pleasing tendencies tend to shine a light on our own internal struggles, we can then uncover the root causes of people-pleasing and then go on a deeper, more laser-focused healing journey rather than feeling that frustration of knowing that everything's going wrong or things aren't quite as you want them to be, but not really knowing where to go. This is like a spotlight on a specific area that you can now focus on to alchemize that energy within you, turn your garbage into your gifts, although I don't ever see any of this as garbage, so it's just a saying, so that you can become more empowered. You can feel more self-worth and self-acceptance and then become more authentic in your expression of yourself, and your behaviors will shift and change. Like I said earlier, your lens in which you view yourself and the world through will shift completely. And opportunities that were probably always there, but because you had a limited focus and limiting beliefs, you weren't able to see them, you're not able to see them now. And you can now walk through new doors to manifest your dreams. So through this kind of self-awareness, and the ability to constructively and compassionately self-reflect, you'll absolutely be able to walk towards establishing a much healthier you, healthier life, more fulfilling relationships, that are based on deep respect and a genuine connection as well. So let's go into a few tips because I always find it healthy, right? Well, helpful rather, if we have some tips. So yes, Solara, I know all this information now. I'm very grateful for it. Thank you very much. But oh my God, have you got some tips? What can I do? So as I mentioned, awareness is really important. So this is just about starting to observe your thoughts, your reactions when you're triggered, your interactions, so that you can identify your own people-pleasing patterns. Maybe like take a moment to become more aware of where you prioritize other people's opinions over your own, where you are saying yes when you mean no. So for example, one of my clients, Maria, she always agreed with her friends' plans all the time, even if it either inconvenienced her or it was something that she didn't want to do. But through our time together and upon personal reflection, Maria was able to realize that her fear of rejection impacted how she voiced her preferences. And, just that awareness was massive for her. She didn't really know where to go with it, but the awareness is the key to change. Remember, your awareness is the key, and then you have somewhere to go and work on as a result of it. And with regards to setting boundaries, learning healthy boundaries and communicating your needs effectively is really important. So, for example, practicing saying no when necessary and prioritizing your self-care. So, when I had, it was the height of my illness, actually, I felt absolutely horrendous. And I had a full diary, I had loads of clients that day. And I was lying on the sofa thinking, I really just don't feel like I can do this. I feel ill. I feel tired. And I thought, well, I can't let them down. And I was just about to scrape myself up off the sofa and get on with my day. But having the awareness, so this is where the awareness comes in, I realized that actually I was putting them above me. And I was saying to myself that they were more important than me. And by being able to catch myself, I was able to then change it. And as difficult as it was, I text my clients that day and said, I really don't feel very well. I don't feel I'm going to be in the best place for you or for me. So, it would be really helpful if we could postpone. And it felt amazing. I had the awareness of what was happening. And then I actually took the action and I put a boundary in place with myself. It's like, no, you don't have to do these things. It's important to have health boundaries for myself, which will then positively impact other people. looking at something like self-validation, cultivating self-love and compassion is really important. And it's not by me just saying this, you're not just going to be able to cultivate that instantly, but you can begin to work on it and recognize, a bit like in my example, where I was looking after other people's needs more than my own, but also maybe valuing other people's acceptance of you over your own. So, you know, it is important for us to value our own unique strengths and to validate ourselves. And, you know, sometimes I do an exercise of looking in the mirror and I say, Solara, you're so compassionate. You know, you're kind, you're understanding. And what I love about you the most is you're always willing to show up and do the work, no matter how difficult it is. You always are. So, learning to become that person and learning techniques for self-validation is really important. Another one of my clients, John, he started to learn to set a time aside for himself to recharge because he found that after work, he was getting very tired. And as a result of tired, he was getting irritable, and that was then impacting his relationship. So he was just able to put in healthy boundaries and politely decline last minute requests from either work or his family that were interfering with his ability to be able to look after himself. And he noticed that he was able to show up for his family and his friends so much better. He was having a much better time with them. His relationships were better. He felt less resentful. And all of this is all about the conversation of authenticity and learning to embrace our true self, which does take time. So go gently with yourself and, you know, honor our needs, our desires, our values, and becoming aware. There's the awareness thing again of where we are inauthentic by saying yes when we mean no, not putting in healthy boundaries, you know, and learning to communicate openly and honestly with people. And that does feel scary at first. You can start with somebody that you trust and just learn to be vulnerable. Most of my clients who I've taught the art of vulnerable communication to have the most beautiful deepening connections with those that they love. So one of my clients, Mark, this was many years ago, he decided to share his true feelings about a project during a team meeting. And it completely differed from everybody else's in the group. And he was really scared to do that because before he would just agree with everybody else. But he decided to honor his values and he wanted to be able to bring his true self and his true expression into the workplace. And by doing that, he came up with an idea that they all loved and they ran with. So it does go to show that being truly authentic, we actually step more into a powerful creative space as well. And, you know, we can come up with wonderful and amazing things as a result of being authentic and learning to be open in our communication. And all of this creates this beautiful sense of self-empowerment. It boosts our confidence. So, yes, we can say affirmations and do visualizations and positive self-talk and engage in activities that make us feel joyful and uplifted. But nothing will empower you more than becoming aware of some of the areas that you are disempowering yourself, some of the ones that we have discussed today. So even if somebody at work criticizes you, you can remind yourself of who you are, of your achievements, of your strengths, recognize your own values. And that's again, that's when I love to look in the mirror and start doing affirmations. You know, I am a good person. I have wonderful ideas to bring to this world. I'm strong. I'm positive. I'm powerful. I'm capable. I'm unique. I'm open. I'm calm. I'm compassionate, whatever it might be. And reminding yourself of your own capabilities and your self-worth, which will absolutely boost your confidence. So going into affirmations, positive self-talk, visualize it, it's all great. But unless you identify specific areas where you are unaware that you are going into people-pleasing tendencies, you're only going to ever feel like you're treading water. You're never really going to feel like you're getting ahead with your affirmations and your visualizations. That's why cultivating awareness in some of the areas we've discussed today are really, really important. So to summarize, It's been a big conversation today. I'm very aware. If you feel like you want to send this to somebody else who may benefit from it, then please do. I love nothing more than, sharing this wisdom far and wide. And if some of this has really resonated with you and you want to work with me one to one, please do reach out. Send me an email, solara@solarastar.com. We can have a free 30-minute consult and I can either help you myself or point you in the right direction or discuss different coaching programs and options that can help you with all of this. So the journey of stopping people pleasing and starting to manifest begins with all of this understanding and how this impacts the law of attraction. And of course, this emphasizes the power of our thoughts and our emotions, but more so our subconscious patterns and programs, which are driving us without us even knowing about it. So even though this has felt like a massive conversation today, please remember that people-pleasing isn't a bad thing. It just stems from a very deep-seated desire for external validation and acceptance. And it can lead us then to prioritize other people's needs over our own, therefore embedding more of the belief that we're not important, we're not valid, we're not good enough. And it can absolutely create incongruency, discord between our internal beliefs and, of course, then the actions that we take. And we wonder why we're then sending mixed messages out to the universe. And it does hinder the manifestation process as a result of it. So this is multi-layered. And, if we can just recognize one thing and begin to work on that, I promise you, your whole law of attraction practice will completely change. Your self-esteem will build. You will start to feel more confident. You'll become more adept, if you like, at practicing self-validation and embracing that beautiful, authentic you, which is so gorgeous beneath all these kind of people-pleasing tendencies. The actual real you underneath all of that is just literally mind-blowingly beautiful, amazing, and gorgeous. And, then when we do start to kind of go into self-empowerment rituals, like affirmations, visualizations, etc., we'll notice that they will be much more powerful as a result of it. Anyway, my lovely ones, I know that this is longer for you today, but it's been absolutely beautiful to bring this forward to you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. If you get a chance, please can you also rate this on Apple or Spotify? I'd much appreciate it. And I will be back with you the same time next week. And once again, thank you for your heartfelt time. I look forward to connecting with you super soon and sending you all a really big hug all the way from the very, very sunny Winchester today. Take care. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.